From the Heart, February 24, The Only Treasure. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. A character formed after the divine likeness is the only treasure that we can take from this world to the next. Regard every moment of time as golden. Do not waste it in indolence, do not spend it in folly, but use it in grasping higher treasures. Cultivate the thoughts and expand the soul by refusing to allow the mind to be filled with unimportant matters. Secure every advantage within your reach for strengthening the intellect. Do not rest satisfied with a low standard. Be not content until, by faithful endeavor, watchfulness, and earnest prayer, you have secured the wisdom that is from above. Cherish every ray of light you can obtain by searching the Word of God. Take up your God-given work today and see how much good you can accomplish in the strength of Christ. Make God your counselor. Christ remembered our nature in the requirements He made. He took our nature upon Himself and brought to us moral power to combine with human effort. Our spirit may be so identified with His spirit that in thought and aim we shall be one with Him. The intellectual, moral, and physical faculties are to be equally cultivated and improved, that we may reach the highest standard in the attainment of knowledge. Daniel of sacred history was but a youth when with his friends he was taken captive to Babylon. But he stands before the heavenly universe, before the world's unfallen, and before a rebellious world, as a bright example of what the grace of God can do for sinners. It was not his choice to be exposed to the profligacy, the gluttony, and the spendthrift habits of that heathen nation. But he set his heart, while there, to serve the Lord. He cooperated with God. He stood under Christ's banner as a loyal subject of the heavenly King. The character formed in this world determines the destiny for eternity. The element of value in the life in this world will be of value in the world to come. Our future is determined by the way in which we now allow ourselves to be influenced. We take Christ's yoke upon us and learn His way.